Welcome, everybody, and welcome back if you're rejoining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank all of our callers and texters for a lively conversation last hour, as well as my special contributor, James Santel. He's a former U.S. attorney, and he hosts a program that I think I learn something from every time I listen to it. It's called Amicus. It is Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across this network. Folks, if you're just joining us, big election day here in the U.S., but not so much in Wisconsin. We actually have a little break. Don't worry, we'll be in full swing come this spring with our Supreme Court elections. But big elections going down in Virginia for both governor and attorney general, New York City mayor, Minneapolis mayor. California's got the proposition about whether or not they should engage in redistricting in response to Donald Trump cheating in other states to try to basically capture a House majority when a majority of Americans aren't voting for MAGA candidates. Fact. All of that happening. And according to reports so far, in New Jersey, where there's also a huge gubernatorial race, the turnout is massive, massive. So keep your eye on this. I know results are going to start to roll in. The New York City mayor's race, those polls don't close until 9 p.m. East Coast time, so that's 8 p.m. here. I know I'm going to be tuned in. We'll talk about it a bit more tomorrow. A bit of breaking news. A UPS cargo plane has just crashed after takeoff near Muhammad Ali International Airport in Louisville, Kentucky. A large explosion occurred and the fire is ongoing. A 5-mile wide evacuation area has been issued for Louisville. That plane was headed towards Honolulu, according to reports. In addition, other breaking news this hour, President Trump is nominating him again, a guy by the name of Jared Isaacman to serve as NASA administrator. Isaacman, a top ally of Elon Musk, had his nomination withdrawn earlier this year due to donations he had made in the past to Democrats. Trump's withdrawal of the nomination back in May angered Elon, the billionaire overlord amongst our many now billionaire overlords in this country. This is an interesting one because this is in effect a rebuke of Sean Duffy, who's been in this weird online feud with Elon Musk over the last few days. So despite the fact that these two headlines look utterly disparate and unconnected, of course I can see the connection and share it with all of you. You got the cargo plane blowing up at an airport, airports under the control of Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, direct line to Elon Musk. You know, maybe this is a new segment idea, folks. You give me two headlines and I show you the through line between them. Like Stump Maggie, because in my mind, everything is connected. It is all of a whole. Those two headlines, certainly an example of that this afternoon. But probably before we get the election results in, the big, big news today was the passing of former Vice President Dick Cheney, a vocal opponent of Donald Trump, a driving force behind the 2003 Iraq War, and generally considered to be the most powerful vice president in modern American history. He died yesterday at the age of 84 from complications of pneumonia and heart disease. I think Dick Cheney's legacy is an interesting one, and one that is not clear-cut at all. If you'll recall, in an August 26, 2002 speech, Cheney said this, quote, simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. He also claimed in March 2003 that Iraq had, quote, reconstituted nuclear weapons, end quote. These statements were false. While former Vice President Cheney and the Bush administration writ large has maintained consistently that those statements, which again were basically the basis for a years-long war, that those statements were based on the best available intelligence at the time. Subsequent investigations and reporting indicated that Cheney and other officials went beyond and, according to some, ignored the consensus judgments of the intelligence communities and sometimes ignored specifically contradictory evidence. That is an example of what happens when politics trumps objective expert analysis, we end up in years-long wars and Americans die. What do you think's happening now? Now, despite what is, again, Dick Cheney's complex history, I think mistaken judgments, he did find his way to a very clear judgment when his daughter, who had been a congresswoman until the MAGA movement decided she wasn't quite Republican enough because she participated in the January 6th House congressional oversight hearings. When his daughter began speaking out, Dick Cheney eventually took up the mantle and spoke in support of her and explicitly against Donald Trump, calling him unfit. Given his passing, it seems appropriate to revisit Dick Cheney's thoughts about Donald Trump. Take a listen.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
Dick Cheney eventually actually endorsed Kamala Harris. When a man who, I think, whatever you may think of Dick Cheney's failure of judgment back in 2003 and 2004 related to the Iraq War, Republican or Democrat, you have to admit of the fact that Dick Cheney was a guy that, in a very uncompromising way, that I think led to, again, his lapse in judgment back in 2003 and 4, was a stalwart defender of America. He was a foreign policy hawk. The homeland, if you will. Nobody can ever claim otherwise. That was, in part, Dick Cheney's entire raison d'etre, who he wanted to be and was as a vice president and in his many years of public service. And by the way, Dick Cheney was also a proponent of an extraordinarily expansive view of executive branch power. He's the one that encouraged George W. Bush to use executive orders in a new way. So he was very much on the side of the Federalist Society and many in the long now past and forgotten Republican Party that advocated for this unitary executive theory. He believed in that. He was a foreign policy hawk. He was the staunchest defender of America as our homeland. And this guy, who used to be called Darth Vader by Democrats, this guy, I don't know if you can argue there was a more Republican than Dick frickin' Cheney. This guy told Republicans and MAGA voters and Trump voters that Donald Trump poses an active threat to American democracy. Those were some of his last public words in American politics. If Dick Cheney can find his way to a criticism or a wholesale indictment of this president, again, it's 288 days into Donald Trump's administration the second time around. I'm looking for Mike Johnson to say one thing even marginally negative about Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's found her way to say this is ridiculous. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, has said, Listen, the first time I was Speaker and we had the State of the Union speech, and I'm standing up there looking at the all of Congress and the Republicans get up. Boy, they looked like a white country club. The Democrats got up and they looked like America. Maybe we need to do something. If Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene can find their way to critique the Republican Party, to critique Donald Trump and his takeover, there is no Republican Party. It is just the MAGA movement. If Darth Vader himself goes, well, that guy's really dangerous. We should be worried about that. Maybe that's a hint. So I'm going to wait 288 days. I'm going to do a counter every day. Have we gotten one legitimate critique of this president in word or deed or meme or AI-generated pooping airplane thing? Can Mike Johnson find a single thing to draw some distinction between himself and the president? And by the way, when we talk about shutdowns and historical precedents, there has never been a time where a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives had a Speaker of the House that never drew a hint of daylight between the House Democratic Caucus and the White House, even with a Democratic president in the White House. That's an additional reason why it's different this time, because Congress, Republicans, the MAGAs in Congress aren't doing their job. They are no longer the first branch of government because they cannot bring themselves. It's 288 days in, court after court. Stop lying, stop disobeying court orders, stop violating people's constitutional rights, stop appointing incompetent people, stop the vindictive prosecutions, stop being ignorant of the law, stop with these claims of immunity that are ill-founded, stop with this claim to absolute power. And the Congress, the MAGAs in Congress, can't find their way to a single criticism of this president. So I'm going to keep the ticker going. It's day 288. I'll also even throw in like a booby prize for any of the big old MAGA Trump supporter texters and callers that hit me up every single day. Can you find a single word or deed of this president that you will critique? Because there's not a single Democratic president, Obama, Biden, Clinton, that I don't have a whole number of things that I think they screwed up about. By the way, we are coming up on the historical marker of the longest shutdown in American history. The last one was during Trump 1. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk to you about Nick Fuentes and the anti-Semitism crisis that may be fracturing the MAGA movement. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.